This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is a wine specialist. His name is Brad Beam, and he works for the University of Illinois. He provides extension support for commercial wineries in Illinois. He also teaches an introductory course on wine production and sensory analysis at the U of I. He joins me this afternoon to talk about Beaujolais Nouveau. The month of November marks the release of Beaujolais Nouveau. He's also here to tell us about the upcoming celebration of Beaujolais Nouveau, a special event to benefit the University of Illinois' Hospitality Management Program. The program is in the Department of Food Science and Nutrition here at the university. The celebration is set for the evening of Monday, November 24th at the Spice Box in Bevere Hall. Brad Beam, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Celeste.
So what's the buzz on this year's wine?
The buzz on this year's Nouveau wine? Well, compared to last year, the word out is that the wine is actually going to be, the grapes were riper. They actually achieved better ripeness than they did in previous years. So there's going to be better color and better structure, more fruit, aroma, and flavor.
Okay. Now, when I think of Beaujolais Nouveau, I think light and fruity. Are there other ways that it could be described? How does a wine specialist think about Beaujolais Nouveau?
Well, a wine specialist thinks about Beaujolais Nouveau slightly differently because the actual process of producing this red wine is entirely different from that of producing traditional wines. Traditional red wines are fermented on the skins, so they crush the fruit and start fermentation to extract color and this astringent compound called tannin, which makes dry red wines taste extra dry. Well, carbonic maceration is the process used for Beaujolais Nouveau wines, and they actually place entire clusters whole in a giant tank and then seal it up without any crushing or adding any yeast to this product. And eventually, the saturation of carbon dioxide within that sealed tank actually causes an enzymatic reaction to occur within the berry itself, each individual berry on each individual cluster. And so it's a way to ferment without extracting quite as much color, quite as much tannin. And because of this process, which lasts 8 to 10 days, they can actually finish the wine and bottle it and release it as soon as the third weekend in November, third Thursday of November.
Okay. Now, what kind of grape is used?
The grape's called Gamay Noir. The history is kind of interesting on this because Gamay Noir is grown widely in the region of Burgundy, France. And as most enophiles know, Burgundy, France is famous for its Pinot Noir production. Well, Gamay Noir isn't quite the grape that Pinot Noir is. About 60 years ago, they started to relax some of the laws in the Beaujolais region in France and determined that they could actually produce some red wine in a slightly different way, which doesn't compete with Pinot Noir at all. You know, it's an entirely different realm of wine, and that's why Gamay Noir is so successful today.
Okay. Now, what do you look for when selecting a Beaujolais Nouveau? Do you rely on the label? Do you rely on the reputation of the producer?
Well, one of the fun things that I think is fun about Beaujolais Nouveau is that you don't really know what you're going to get. A lot of people refer to the Wine Spectator or some, you know, wine blogs or things like that for advice on what to buy. Well, the great thing about this is that all the wine comes out the same day. So none of the Robert Parkers out there, any of the so-called critics or experts, have had a chance to review it and tell people what they should like and what they shouldn't like. So to me, part of the fun of it is not exactly knowing what's going to happen. Now, I have done a little research just to see what the vineyards were like this year, what the climate was like in France in the Beaujolais region. And so that's why I can predict that they're going to be very, very good wines from what I understand. Almost atypical from what you would normally expect. A little darker, a little more body, a little bigger, more macho red wines.
Yeah, I think one of the fun things about this is it puts the wine in everybody's hands at the same time, roughly.
Yeah, yeah. And Beaujolais Nouveau is something that some enophiles will make a little fun of or poke a little fun at sometimes. And to me, what's great about it is it doesn't matter who you are, what your experience or knowledge of the wine world is, you can really enjoy a Beaujolais Nouveau, both if you are, you know, a critic or just a casual consumer who doesn't, you know, who knows that they enjoy red wine or white wine, yeah. And that's about it.
Now, in recent years, we've seen tremendous growth in commercial wineries in Illinois. Are there light, young red wines being made here in Illinois?
Absolutely. We actually produce a different type of grape variety called a French American hybrid, or sometimes just referred to as hybrid. Now, in Illinois, our climate is a little cooler than it is in most places around the world, in most grape-growing regions like California or France or Spain or Australia. So we have to rely on grape varieties that can withstand our cold minimum winter temperatures. And specifically in the Midwest, we rely on grape varieties that will survive spring frost injury, or actually avoid it by breaking bud later in the season so they don't have to incur any injury as a result. Several grape varieties that aren't the same as Beaujolais Nouveau necessarily, but they are a lighter style red hybrid wine include Chambersin. It's one of the original French American hybrids dating back to the mid-20th century.
Okay, so while we're considering, if this is a kind of wine that we enjoy, the Beaujolais Nouveau, we could look for Illinois wine year-round.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And in fact, I think a lot of our hybrid wines that we produce in the state are of outstanding world-class quality. The problem we have with marketing some of our wines to your typical wine snob, myself included, is that the benchmarks are entirely different. People don't know how to evaluate them for quality because it's such a new product. And, and you know, Pinot Noir, Burgundy, red and white Burgundy have been in existence for thousands of years, you know, so people know what makes a great Burgundy versus nobody really has a good idea what makes a great Chambersin or Norton.
Once upon a time, though, the Pacific Northwest and California were in the same boat. Though.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So as we grow, we'll educate the consumer more and more.
Okay. Now, the release of the wine is a big deal in France and now here in Urbana. So what's planned for the upcoming celebration at the Spice Box in Bevere Hall?
Well, the celebration around the world first is a very exciting thing. There's usually a lot of, you know, ostentatious displays and big fancy parties and things. And usually the delivery of the wine occurs at 12:01 a.m. On the third Thursday of November. So usually they find a way to deliver the wine in kind of a festive manner. We actually have a winery in Illinois, for example, up in Galena, that has done a Beaujolais Nouveau festival every year. And they actually take a carriage ride, a horse-drawn carriage ride through the town of Galena, where they pass off cases to all the shops in town to celebrate. And it turns into a big weekend-long festival. Here, we're carrying on that tradition. And this is the fourth year we've done it, I believe. But it's a great opportunity just to showcase the talents of our hospitality management program and our dietetics program, and also, I think very importantly, our head chef, Jean-Louis Ledent. And what they do is that they organize a cold buffet of pretty high-end food, things that are fairly exotic, things like frog leg salad, pepper beef filet, pâtés, lots of vegetables and sauces and things like that, and it's really, really a good meal.
Quite a spread, huh?
Yeah, it's a very, very good spread. So I would definitely take advantage of it if you will be in town and possibly could. I've done it for the past 3 years, and what keeps me coming back is the food, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the wine, of course.
Yeah. Now, will you offer wine from a number of producers?
We're only offering one specific Beaujolais Nouveau wine, and it's Le Bourroy. Which is a world-class producer in Burgundy, France. They make a variety of wines, including traditional red Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and also Gamay Noir that is not put through the Beaujolais process, and very highly regarded in terms of the world of wine by critics everywhere. So I'm excited. I guarantee I'll be hunting it down on the third Thursday of November looking for that wine.
Okay. Now, how does this does benefit the hospitality and management program. So what's the cost to attend?
The cost is $75, and the It is in the Spice Box in Bevere Cafe, which if you haven't seen is truly phenomenal. They just renovated recently and the room is just gorgeous. So it's definitely worth taking a look.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you guys want to have a headcount, right? So do you need to make a reservation? And I suppose paying ahead would be a good idea as well. you don't want to put out all that stuff.
Well, if you want to make a reservation, you should call 217-333-6520 or contact Chef Jean-Louis Ledent at Ledent, L-E-D-E-N-T, at illinois.edu. And the deadline for that is Monday, November 17th, so you only have a few days left. I'd get on it fairly quickly. This sells out every single year that they've done it, and I'm guessing they're getting close to capacity at this point, so you might want to call as soon as possible.
Okay, 333-6520. Brad, thank you so much.
No problem. It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Brad Beam, he's a wine specialist, and he works for the University of Illinois, and he'll be on hand for the upcoming Beaujolais Nouveau Celebration, a special event to benefit the University of Illinois' Hospitality Management Program on Monday, November 24th at the Spice Box in Bevere Hall.